Sudan has steadfastly refused to hand over the two suspects, Humanitarian Affairs Minister Ahmed Haroun and Janjaweed Militia Leader Ali Kusheib. But human rights groups aim to increase pressure on the Sudanese government by turning to Google Earth, Google Maps, and the social networking site Facebook. On Sunday, Facebook is launching the Wanted for War Crimes watch list. The list will include links to indicted war criminals still on the run and encourage Facebook users to come forward with sightings and reports on their last known locations. The Aegis Trust, a Britain-based non-governmental organization focused on the prevention of genocide, is the coordinator of the Wanted for War Crimes campaign. Aegis Trust spokesman Nick Donovan said that wanted posters can only be seen by a few people while billions of people surf the World Wide Web.
What we're doing with Google Earth and Google Maps and Facebook is we're telling people about the crimes. On the maps, we're showing all the last known locations of the two suspects. We have Ahmed Haroun's office address. We have his phone number. We know where he lives. We know where he works. We're asking people to monitor Google Earth and Google Maps, and if they see the two suspects, to report their movements so that we can build up a pattern, just to show that we know where these people are. They're not fugitives hiding in caves somewhere.
Google Earth and Google Maps have been used to map the last known movements of the two Sudanese suspects, each indicted by the ICC for over 40 counts of crimes against humanity and war crimes committed in Darfur in 2003 and 2004. Also on Sunday, human rights organizations around the world, including the Aegis Trust, are launching a Justice for Darfur campaign calling for the two to be arrested. Nick Donovan explains.
It's a campaign designed to draw attention to some of the serious crimes against humanity and war crimes committed in Darfur. So we're launching this campaign, which I fear will be a long campaign.
The Sudanese government has said the International Criminal Court has no jurisdiction in Sudan and that there is no evidence linking the wanted men to any crimes in Darfur. It adds it has tried and handed down heavy sentences to some people responsible for crimes in Darfur. Sudan Humanitarian Affairs Minister Ahmed Mohamed Haroun was State Interior Minister at the height of the Darfur conflict. He is accused of helping to recruit Janjaweed militias and contributing to the Commission of Crimes Against Humanity. Ali Kusheib was a senior Janjaweed militia leader. It is estimated more than 200,000 people have been killed and 2.5 million others driven from their homes since the conflict in Darfur began in 2003 when southern rebels launched an attack against a government garrison. The government responded with a harsh crackdown using regular troops and Janjaweed militias. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, London.